What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown. Today I'm talking to someone that I have known for a long time. I consider a friend, and mostly I am in awe of her combination of her entrepreneurship, her business, her marriage. Her husband is absolutely adorable and so cool. And her 12 children. No, I think there's four. But I'm so happy to be talking to Sarah Blakely, founder and CEO of Spanx. I have been wearing Spanx since she started the company. When I dress up, when I wear dresses or certain things, I love to have one of her thinner Spanx under whatever I wear. And her backstory that she never thought she was a good student, you know, very similar to me. She didn't think she was smart. And she realized that, you know what? It's okay because it helped her pivot into something else. I give the same advice to people. If things aren't working, stop. It's time to press the reset button and pivot. I think there is never going to be another Sarah Blakely. I think people could learn that you can figure things out. You can do things that you're not sure that you're able to. And mostly, you have to believe in yourself. Before anyone believes in you, you have to believe in yourself. And I think Sarah also teaches that you have to be caring about everyone, from the people you work with to the people in the stores, you know, not just her friends and family. Here's my conversation with Sarah Blakely. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
I'm great. It definitely feels like I have 12 children a lot of days, but I do have four, but they're under 10. So it's madness in my house.
What are their ages?
So I have a 10-year-old. I have two that are five and a three-year-old. Three boys, and my baby's a girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. And you run your empire. And you own your empire.
Well, you know, you did it too. You have three boys, so you can relate.
Yeah. But, you know, I had three boys, and it was an interesting time. And, you know, now my boys are grown or on the way to being grown, and it's really cool. But I know what it's like being a working mom. It's a lot, but who else could do it except an entrepreneur that is able to multitask? Are you a multitasker?
I am a multitasker. I also believe in delegating and prioritizing. And so obviously this isn't happening without wonderful people around me and great support, both in my home and at the office. So that's a big part of the equation. And then I actually did something that really helped me with the feeling of juggling it all and feeling overwhelmed a lot of days and just really actually feeling kind of deflated at the end of days, which was I prioritized my schedule, Bobby, so that I have theme days. Because before I did this, and I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, you wear all these hats. So in one meeting, I'm talking to lawyers about some legal issue. And then the very next minute, I'm trying on a bra and giving feedback on the bra. And then the next minute, you know, my child's teacher's calling and there's an issue at school. And then the next minute, and I literally felt so scatterbrained. And what I realized was I was making decisions all day long without enough context and without giving my brain a chance to kind of settle into the subject matter. So it's not a perfect scenario. Obviously, things will change from day to day, but I have, like, Wednesday is the day that I meet with all of the leaders at Spanx and I talk about business and business vision. Every Thursday is my product day. I'm involved in product the entire day Thursday. Every, you know, Tuesday is brand and marketing. And that has helped me more than anything.
And what about Monday and Friday?
Monday and Friday are swing days for me right now. So I may work from home. I may come into the office. And that's working really well, too. I've realized that, you know, think time for me is so critical. And before I had children, I would spend on average 3 to 4 hours a day thinking alone. Like just in my apartment with music on, no television, literally letting my mind wander. And it didn't occur to me that after I had children, I know this sounds crazy, but I literally stopped thinking.
No, it doesn't sound crazy.
I mean, I literally stopped thinking. And I didn't realize it until my son, my first son was about 3 years old. And I was so unhappy. And I was just like, I felt so frustrated. I felt tired all the time. I realized, oh my God, I don't ever think. I don't ever spend alone time. And my husband's an ultra marathoner. He loves exercise. And I said to him, honey, I just realized it's kind of, you know how you feel if you don't run even for a day? I haven't really had that alone time to think and let my mind wander. So I've made a real effort to put that back into my life. And I've identified that where that happens for me the most is in the car. So even though I live really close to Spanx, I live 6 to 7 minutes from the office, Bobby, I will actually leave an hour before work starts a lot of mornings just to drive aimlessly around town.
I would say, why don't you try walking? I walk for hours at a time, but truthfully, I call people. I call, you know, anyone in business that I need to talk an idea through. I'll call, you know, a girlfriend I haven't talked to in a while. And that clears my brain. And it's almost like therapy sometimes. It's also getting things done. But while you're moving, your brain is kind of cleaning out the cobwebs.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've tried a lot of different things and it's the car for me. So, you know, I like to walk also, and I will listen to podcasts and I will listen to audiobooks, but that's not when your mind is wandering. Yeah. If you're listening to that, I mean, you're learning, which is awesome. But I think where the magic happens is when your mind is literally just wandering.
And when I was at Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, seriously, Mondays and Fridays, I would work from home. Because that's when I needed to drop my kids off at school in the morning. I needed to say hello to a parent, you know, and then I would go back and work and then I'd come back to help in the school and then I'd go back to work. And that just made such a difference. You know, I never felt balanced. So I'm not saying I felt balanced, but it allowed me to really just own my life and not just do one thing and feel I was missing out. So it sounds like you're kind of doing the same thing.
I am, but it took me a long time to get here. And for anyone listening who's just starting their business, I want to say that this ability for me to be able to do this came after a lot of time. I think that the expectation of being able to, you know, potentially take a Monday and a Friday off if you're just starting your business is not as realistic.
100%.
But know that you can get there. And I always say, you know, as soon as you can afford to, hire your weaknesses. And I did that at Spanx. I knew very quickly as an entrepreneur, you know what you're good at and what you're not good at. And you typically have to do everything in the beginning. And I literally made a list of what I wasn't good at. And there's usually a correlation of what I'm not good at is also what I don't enjoy. So I hired those people as soon as I could. And that helps so much. You know, I think one of the, and you probably feel the same way, but as your business grows and as your journey continues on, I think one of the biggest challenges is to stay in your lane. Like, I know what my lane is. I know what I'm best at, how I can best contribute to Spanx. I also know that when I'm in my lane, I have the most energy and I feel the most excited. It's those times in the business that I started focusing on too many of the other things that I wasn't great at, or took my eye off the ball and didn't spend as much time with product, which is where my true passion is, that I really kind of lost a lot of energy.
Now, what year did Spanx launch?
In 2000.
In 2000. Okay, because we first met when you were a model in one of my books. Pretty powerful. So I don't even remember what year that was, but Spanx was just a few years old by then.
Yeah. You know, I have a funny story for you. I don't know if you remember this, Bobby, but when you asked me to be in your book, Pretty Powerful, I came, you did this wonderful makeover on me. I looked awesome after your team and you put, you know, all of the wonderful makeup on me. And then you or somebody came up to me and said, we're going to interview you, Sarah, and ask you a few questions on camera. I said, great. So I'm sitting there and there's your whole entire team is around me and this person is interviewing me. They're sitting on a stool and they asked me a series of questions. But one of the questions they asked me was, what do you like most about your parents? Mm. So I start going on and on. I'm like, well, my dad was a trial attorney. He's very, you know, strategic, and he was a litigator. My mom's an artist and a stay-at-home mother, and I feel like, you know, I'm a blend of both of them. I'm going on and on. Everyone in the room is staring at me like I have two heads. I did not know this, but I get up, and as I'm walking out of the room, the girl at Spanx that I work with, she goes, Sarah, they asked you what you like most about your appearance.
Oh, I like that. But now you've got it from your parents. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, that makes so much more sense. I'm being interviewed for a makeover book.
All right. What do you like about your appearance?
My parents or my appearance?
Your appearance. Because you and I are both in the business of helping women feel empowered, feeling better, being more confident. So what's your personal Sarah in the mirror person?
I like my smile.
Mm-hmm.
I have big teeth.
That's a good thing.
And I like the shape of my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you like?
What do I like? I have really good hair. I have really good skin. I actually like the lines in my face because my skin looks so good. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I don't, you know, I'm not bothered by my lines. And I like my strong body. I wish I was taller. I wish I was leaner. And, you know, more muscles, but it is good to focus on the things that you're positive about.
Yep, for sure.
So how did you even think of Spanx? I mean, everyone's heard the story, you know, but like who would think that it would be a company?
Well, I thought of Spanx. Actually, you know, this is the part of the story that hasn't been out there as much, which is I was selling fax machines door to door for 7 years, Bobby, before I thought of Spanx. And I had one particularly really bad day. I was always being kicked out of businesses. You know, security would escort me out of buildings, or I would have people rip up my business card in my face, you know, a couple times a week. One day I was just really, really had it. And I pulled off the side of the road and I just thought, I'm in the wrong movie. Like, this is not my life. How did this happen? I need to, you know, call the director, call the producer, cut. I went home and I wrote down this exact phrase. I'm going to invent something that I can sell to millions of people that will make them feel good. Because I knew I was good at sales. That's all I pretty much felt I was good at. And so I thought, you know what? I enjoy sales. I really like offering something to someone that might help their life or improve their life. But why not sell something that I've created? Wouldn't that be the ultimate? Wouldn't that be the most exciting? I'm selling something, fax machines that, you know, I don't like love. And so I set the intention for Spanx before I cut the feet out of pantyhose. And quite frankly, I feel like it could have been anything. I asked the universe for the idea. I said, I need the idea. I won't squander it. And 2 years later, I was getting ready for a party in Atlanta, Georgia. I had just moved to Atlanta and I wanted to wear cream pants or white pants to a party, and everything showed, every undergarment showed. So I thought, well, what am I supposed to wear under this? And that's when I cut the feet out of my control top pantyhose, threw them on under these pants. And it was the perfect flawless canvas under the clothes, but it rolled up all night. And because I had asked the universe for a sign and had been so intentional about it, I didn't squander it. I only cut the feet out once. And then I was searching for how to get it made and working at night and on the weekends for the next 2 years while I was selling fax machines to get this product made.
Wow. First of all, who looks good in cream pants? So that's number one, you know, eight points for you, because you might not, if you were wearing black pants like me, you might not have needed the Spanx underneath. So that's amazing. And you do look good in cream pants. It's just such an incredible story, because I don't know that much about you from, you know, before. Were you a good student? Were you top of your class? Were you just a creative guy? What were you like in high school?
I've always had trouble with reading comprehension in school. So I have a lot of difficulty reading and then retaining what I read.
Me too.
You can imagine such a big part of school is that. So I'm a terrible test taker. You know, I wanted to be a lawyer for most of my childhood. I'd go and watch my dad in court and watch his closing arguments and was so fascinated by what he was doing. But I bombed the LSAT, not just once, but twice. And that was a real blow to me at that time. But I always tell people, you know, those moments are just life's way of nudging you and letting you know you're off course.
Uh-huh.
I would say, you know, as a student, I was social. I had a lot of fun in school, but the sitting there and trying to focus, I had difficulty focusing as well.
You know, it's so funny listening to you, because many entrepreneurs would be shaking their head. They get it. I mean, I was the same kid. I get it. I read all the articles on you and I listen to you talk and I'm like, oh my God, we are the same person, because you figure out ways to do things that other people that are really smart traditionally have no idea how to figure things out. They just know how to retain information. So I think it's, you know, if you guys are out there listening saying, that's me, it's like, guess what, guys? You're not going to be like everybody else. So just figure out who you are and make it work. So I think it's awesome.
And, you know, I had some tragedy happen to me in high school that led me to being open to listening to Wayne Dyer, who was an inspirational and motivational speaker. My dad handed me these cassette tapes before he moved out. My parents got separated. And he said, honey, I wish I was your age when I learned this instead of 40. And then he left. And it was a cassette tape series called How to Be a No Limit Person. And I put those tapes in, Bobby, and I started crying, because I was sitting in my room as a sophomore in high school. I went to Clearwater High in Florida, and I thought, I have just spent 16 years in school being taught what to think, but no one has ever taught me how to think. And I just had this revelation, like, wait, I can become a student of how to think, and I can choose my thoughts, and I can train my brain to think in a way that, you know, will propel me forward instead of hold me back. And obviously that wasn't being taught in school. So I became a student outside of school of that. And I bring that up because school was challenging for me in many ways. And I, because I had the confidence that I started receiving listening to Wayne Dyer and, you know, power of positive thinking, manifesting what you want in your life, visualization, law of attraction, not caring what other people think about you, all of these things helped me have confidence that it wasn't me, that it wasn't a reflection of my intellect, that it was a reflection of the system, and how they were choosing to measure me just wasn't accurately measuring my talent. But a lot of students don't feel that way. So there's a lot of people like us that went through school that had these issues, that believed that they weren't smart.
Yeah, I didn't think I was smart. I guess I realized in my 40s that I was smarter than most people around me.
Yeah.
It was different smart.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of smart. It's just not the kind of smart that's exactly measured in school.
Just think about one of those teachers that gave you trouble in high school. You are a self-made billionaire. The first woman, self-made billionaire. It's like, come on, Sarah. Just visualize the teacher, you know, looking at you in the eye and say, you're going to be nothing. It's crazy. I'm really proud of you. I am.
Thank you.
And what people that read the same articles, you know, don't really know about you, or they might, is that, yes, we are so proud of her accomplishment and everything you've done, but you are still the most simple, nice, normal, down-to-earth girl. And that's what I love about you the most.
Thank you.
So, yes, what did you feel about your parents? Yes, I think that was a fortuitous thing, and I'm going to have to see if I could find that, you know, tape somewhere. Because they did it.
That was, you know, so funny. I mean, I have those moments all the time where I just have to laugh at myself. But that was a funny one.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'd love one day to come and see your, you know, your operation where you work, because I just could assume that you walk in and you just say hello to everybody. Like, what's your leadership style at Spanx and what's the culture?
The culture is very entrepreneurial. I'm really interested in people doing their jobs in a way that's never been done before. So I'll often ask people, because I believe we're all on autopilot, Bobby. So think about it. Almost everything we're doing in life is because someone else has shown us how to do it, taught us how to do it, or we observe someone else doing it. But that's not where innovation comes from. If you do things exactly the way everyone else is doing it, that's not innovative. So real change only happens when you do it different. And, you know, so I'm trying to constantly instill two things in the culture here. One is, you know, close your eyes and how would you be doing your job if no one showed you how to do it? And giving people the opportunity to kind of, you know, bring new ideas in everything that they do here at Spanx. And then the second is not fear failure and not create a culture of making a mistake is, you know, the end all be all, or that you could lose your job over it and things like that. Those kind of cultures really stifle innovation. So we have oops meetings here at Spanx where I'll get up in front of the company and I'll lead it and say, this is what I messed up at this quarter, or this is a mistake that I made and here's what I learned. And then I invite other people from the company to stand up and talk about their mistakes. And sometimes we attach theme songs to them. We make it fun.
You also have your Instagram life is a reality show. And you do have an oops highlight, right? That you kind of share with people. And I think it's so adorable and insane, you know, how you do share these things. The red pen on your thigh. I guess you were in the car driving with your family somewhere and you needed to write something down.
Yes.
Was that a red pen you grabbed or was it a lipstick?
It was red lip liner.
How did you get it off?
Some good old makeup remover, soap and water. Yes. And it was very hilarious because I ran out of time. I thought I was going to be at my husband. I was in Florida on vacation. I thought I'd be at his family's house in time for the call. The call happened. I had to pull off the side of the road. I had all my children in the car with me and I'm writing all over my leg with lip liner. Because I had everything in my purse, Bobby, except for a pen, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I had like flashlights and cars and Buzz Lightyear and, you know, everything. But anyway, that was just a mom moment, a working mom moment that I wanted to share with everybody.
Oh, my God. Well, I've had those many times where you think you're a big loser and then you know what? Somehow you figure it out.
Yep.
So I know the Oprah effect had a giant, you know, effect on your business, right? When you first, she was the one that was obsessed with Spanx.
Yes.
So what was that like?
I mean, that was unbelievable. It was unbelievable because I had no money to advertise. I had just quit my job selling fax machines. I'm in my apartment in Atlanta and I had sent a gift basket of Spanx to Oprah with a note. And Andre, who dresses her, got the package, put them on her, and she basically has worn them every day since. I mean, she became such a fan of Spanx and how they allowed her to wear new colors and fabrics. You know, just the same thing I was struggling with my closet was like, you know, I wanted to wear other things other than just black pants all the time. Anyway, it was really exciting. I got the call, and they said Oprah chose you as her favorite thing. And the show never has people on it. It's always about product. But she's so impressed that you're taking on a $1 billion industry, you know, kind of by yourself out of your apartment. So we're going to send a film crew down to film you. And when they showed up, Bobby, there was like 10 of them. They had clipboards, they had lighting. And they said, when I opened the door, they're like, Sarah, we decided on the plane that we want to film you in your headquarters. I was like, oh, okay, well, you're here. Aww. And they just kind of looked at each other and laughed. And then they said, oh, okay. And then they said, and we want to film you having a staff meeting. And I had no staff, so I called all my friends and said, can you be at my apartment in 5 minutes and look like you work for me? And they all left their jobs and came over. And on the Oprah show, that is my staff meeting. We're sitting in a circle on the floor of my apartment.
That is so awesome. But your business must have blown up from that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, I tell people it did. It was a free, amazing endorsement and commercial that meant so much to me and my business. But I always tell people the hard work started then. I'd already landed Neiman's and Saks when I got the chance to be on Oprah. And then I ended up getting in other doors like Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's. But I took 2 years after I was on Oprah and I flew around the country and I stood in every department store in the country that sold Spanx and sold it for the department store from 8:30 in the morning until 7 at night every day.
Oh, my gosh. And you were the one that pitched all these stores to begin with, right?
Right. But I knew then I'm not going to let the fate of my success be in a man or woman that's making X dollars an hour in the hosiery department at the store. Like, I have to make this happen for myself. And this is an amazing chance. And I just think a lot of people think you get that big order and you've arrived. A lot of people would think I just landed Neiman Marcus, like I'm golden. And I was like, I landed Neiman Marcus and oh my God, I got to get to work. And I stood in the store and sold the product for them because I was just wanting to ensure that it was going to be successful. And I did that for 2 years. And what I didn't realize I was doing at the time was I was building an entire sales force that wasn't on my payroll because I was able to do a morning rally with the store before it opened and win over all the sales associates, give them some free product, explain my story, explain the why. And then they all started championing me. You know, they were like, we get it. We want to help you sell it. So they'd grab a pile of Spanx and take it to the shoe department. And then they'd grab a pile to the couture section and be like, I can sell more dresses because of this product you invented. And that was a big part of the success of Spanx. I am sure, Bobby, that if I had sent Spanx to Neiman Marcus and did not go do that, they would have shipped it back to me 6 months later and said, I'm sorry, it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And it would have been a $1 million, potentially $1 billion business and idea, you know, that just would have been shipped back.
I don't think entrepreneurs understand that you don't just do it. You have to push it and you have to grow it and you have to continue to refine it to get it better. And it's constant. It's 24 hours a day.
It's constant. It really is.
And today, do you still have the same energy and desire into your business as you did then?
Yes, I do. I'm in a really good chapter right now in my business. I'm super energized by it. I like the team. I get my most energy trying to dream up product and find white space for the customer.
Well, I love your new black pants, by the way.
Thank you.
I do. I love them. They're really, really good. I've sold a bunch of them to my friends. They're great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oprah actually just chose, I mean, full circle moment, 20 years later, she just chose the new Spanx black Ponte pant as her favorite thing.
Ah, that's so awesome. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Congrats. So I also noticed that you are on Masterclass.
Yes.
So tell me what that was like.
I mean, that was awesome. It was so much fun for me to reflect back on my journey and try to pull out the themes that I think would be the most helpful for anybody starting a business or growing a business. You know, I don't take that time to reflect very often. So it kind of forced me to do that. And I really appreciated that about it.
And for you guys that don't know what Masterclass is, it's this amazing digital platform. You know, Sarah, you were teaching entrepreneurship. Is that yours?
Yep.
So I did one, and I didn't know you did it when they came to me. You know, I wish I could just sit there and teach entrepreneurship. I had to teach makeup. So that was really intensive, you know, shooting all the different makeup things. But, you know, by the time this podcast comes out, the masterclass will already be out there. But, you know, I'm really proud to be part of the club.
Well, I will be watching your class. That's very cool. You know, I'm sure you have the same thing, but for 20 years, people have been asking me multiple times a day for 15 minutes of my time. They're like, can I just give 15 minutes? And there's nothing I would want more than to give each one of those people 15 minutes of my time. So the masterclass for me was a way to kind of answer that and to help as many people, hopefully, as I can. And you know, I had a moment on my masterclass where people ask me often if the success I've had ever hits me or am I aware of the degree of the success? And I'm really not, you know, but I do say every now and then it hits me and it's usually an unexpected moment and I'll get really choked up. And it happened to me in masterclass and they kept that moment in my class.
You know what? But it's real. And I get it because when you're so busy every second of the day, you don't stop.
No.
People think when I left Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, I was just going to, I don't know, play Mahjong, golf. I don't know. And there was like, no way. No, I'm still, it's like, it's in my blood.
Yes.
You know, coming up with new things. So no, I get it.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
But we've talked about this also. Can you tell me what your self-care routine looks like and how you take care of yourself and if you have any challenges there?
I try to get time to think daily, even if it's not that much time. I'll try to have that alone time for myself. I started working out for the first time.
Yay.
a year ago, and I do it 5 days a week, sometimes six, and it's the most consistent I've ever worked out, Bobby, in my life. And what happened was a year ago, every year I would say to my team, I'm going to make time to work out, and then it would never happen. And last year, I said to my team, I'm going to find time to work. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what? And I said, we're going to put in the hour, and it's non-negotiable, and there it is. So I do Orange Theory right now. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's just a workout class, and it's high energy, and I'm not bored in it, which is a big part of it. I drink green tea every morning. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, but I do green tea, and I make my own cashew milk. So I put a little bit of cashew milk in there. And someone just introduced Lakanto to me, which is sugar that is monk fruit that doesn't spike your glycemic index. Mm-hmm. So I put a little packet of that in there.
I do know you like your candy. Have you taken a break from candy, or you still like your candy?
Oh, it's not candy. It's Cheez-Its. I'm a Cheez-It girl.
Oh,
so I'm
candy.
A salt.
Okay.
No. I'm salt all day long, Bobby. I'm vinegar and salt chips, French fries, and Cheez-Its. It's a real problem. But you know what? I believe in balance. Like, I'm married to a health nut. He never kind of deviates like that, but I do. I mean, I'd say 20% of the time I'm going for it. Mm-hmm. I'm eating whatever, you know, I feel like. And the Cheez-Its for me is a ritual when I take off on a plane because I'm really afraid to fly. And so I've kind of created this weird ritual that calms me down, and Cheez-Its is part of it. So I have to listen to the same takeoff song, and I have my original iPod, and I eat Cheez-Its.
Okay, wait. First of all, you have original iPod. I don't even remember what it looks like. And what's your song?
Bobby, it's so funny. When I pull that thing out, people around me on the plane look at me like I'm pulling out a boombox. They're like, whoa, that thing's amazing. I can't believe you still have it. My song is by Mark Knopfler, and he used to be the lead singer of Dire Straits. And it's just a song, and the name of it is What It Is. Mm-hmm. And it's just really good takeoff song. Like, I don't play it until the wheels start going down the runway. So I hit play at the exact moment the wheels start going. And I guess I'm just kind of like, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah. And so what was it like for you being on Shark Tank?
Shark Tank's intense. I mean, each pitch is 1 hour and they take 8 minutes of it. So 52 minutes of the pitch is on the cutting room floor. You know, I'll have a 10-hour day when I'm filming Shark Tank, and you really don't know anything about the people until they walk through those doors, and you're wanting to pay extreme attention because this is their moment, and you're rooting for all of them. And it's just, you know, you do invest your own money, so you want to ask a lot of really prudent questions, and also combine that with trying to help them in that moment, try to give them some advice.
And have you invested in any of the companies?
Yeah, I have.
It's really neat. I also turned on the TV the other day when I was cooking dinner, and you were on Reese's new show, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Thank you. Shine On with Reese.
Yeah, Shine On.
Yeah. Netflix just bought her series. She went out, and I think she chose 10 or 12 women to highlight that she admired, and I was just really honored she chose me as one of them, and they're really good. She did Dolly Parton and lots of other women.
She's the hardest working woman in Hollywood. I don't know how she gets done all she does. It's quite something.
Yeah, she's super impressive. She's a powerhouse.
I'm going to ask you, lastly, my favorite thing, which is the speed round. So what's your favorite cocktail?
Okay, it's tequila, clear tequila, Casa Dragones, with fresh squeezed pink grapefruit and a little bit of muddled jalapeno in it.
Okay, that sounds good.
So good.
Who's your current role model?
My current role model? My brain first went to Wayne Dyer, which is the inspirational speaker I've been listening to since I'm 16, but he passed away 2 years ago, but I still hear his voice in my head all the time.
Have you met him?
I met him right before, like a year before he passed away, because when I was in Forbes, the writer wrote that I'd been listening to him since I was 16, and he read the article and reached out to me. And we had lunch together. It was really cool.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
What is the last outfit you felt really confident in?
The last outfit I felt really confident in yesterday, I had on Spanx faux leather leggings, gray suede boots up to my knees, and a gray sweater. And guess where I went? A parent-teacher conference.
Aw. Well, you got to be confident. You know, that's the important stuff. You'll see.
I came to Spanx, too, but I was, like, laughing. I'm like, I feel so confident right now, and I'm going to have this parent-teacher conference.
And what are you most proud of in your career? And it's going to be a hard one, so just give me the first thing that pops up.
I'm most proud of believing in myself and taking this risk, and that I don't feel like I had to compromise my values or who I am as a person to get to where I am, and that I did it through honoring feminine principles. You know, I broke into a field that's very masculine. I mean, business in general is a masculine construct, and women have only recently had a chance to even play in this arena.
And what gives you butterflies in your stomach? What's the last thing you did that gave you butterflies?
I get butterflies in my stomach every time I speak in front of people, and I get butterflies in my stomach when I take off on a plane.
And what skincare or makeup item you can't live without?
I would say mascara, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, my questions are over, and I have so enjoyed talking to you. I think you're just amazing. I wish we lived in the same state.
I know.
Because I could use more, you know, entrepreneurial girlfriends, because we're kind of in a space by ourselves. But I will be watching you and rooting you on, and, you know, mostly watching your amazing husband, who I have a semi-crush on, and your great kids. So I just hope you have a really happy life, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much, Bobby. I feel the same way about you. So thanks for interviewing me, and I wish you all the best.
Same. Mwah. Bye-bye. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.